So 6 months ago when we rolled out at Toowoomba, we had launched with five pilot towns in the state southwest: Dalby, Goondiwindi, St George, Charleville and Roma. And the intention was really to improve access for patients out in the bush to specialists which people in the city take for granted. So in that time, we've managed to conduct 55 clinics out in these areas. We've seen in excess of 1,200 patients. And I'm very glad to say that we've actually highlighted close to 50 patients, 49 in fact, who have had potentially life-threatening cardiac conditions, who have now been successfully treated and can get on with their lives.
Because that was the overall aim of the project, wasn't it? You're talking about preventative measures that people can implement and to pick up on those things early.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the fact that if you live out of our major cities, you have a 44% greater chance of dying of cardiovascular disease. For me personally, it's embarrassing. And I think much of that has to do with access to services. You know, if we could do it with cardiologists, the question I ask is, you know, can we afford to stop? Why not other specialties? Why not diabetes? Why not kidney disease? Why not respiratory disease? What we've shown is we have a pilot which works. It works well. It's heavily backed out in the communities at a grassroots level. And it's certainly, I believe, a way forward in terms of bringing specialists out into the bush.
Now, Dr. Rolf Gomes, we are on the track as we speak, the Heart of Australia track. How many Ks are on the speedo of the prime mover?
Well, it's a good question. We certainly have a fairly large footprint around the state. We started off with five towns in the state's southwest, but in fact in February this year, largely driven by the demand and the request for services in other areas, we extended the program to five more towns up north. So at the moment we do Dalby, Goondiwindi, St George, Charleville, Roma, Emerald, Barcolden, Hughenden, Charters Towers and Moranbah. That's 7,000 kilometres of driving in a month, a very large circuit to travel, and we'd love to include other towns such as Mount Isa, but with the one truck we really saturated the circuit now. I'd love to have the means to build another truck, and what we've demonstrated is that this issue of not being able to get specialists out in the bush, something which had been thought of as impossible in the past, is in fact very possible with the model which we're currently piloting.
How much money are we talking about? What is this costing, this service to run?
So this service, to build a facility like this, costs close to $2 million. To run the truck on a yearly basis would probably be getting close to between $1 and $2 million. I think it's been worth every cent, every minute and every drop of sweat.
Do you think those people would have been to see a heart specialist if your truck wasn't around?
Well, I think a lot of those people, for practical reasons, might not have seen a heart specialist if we had not turned up in town. For example, one gentleman which comes to mind was a farmer out in Emerald, and I'd noticed that he'd been carrying his referral in his back pocket for 2 months before he decided to actually do something about it. And when he turned up, he hopped on the treadmill and it became pretty clear that there was an issue there. In fact, he had an artery which was almost completely blocked. He was basically a walking time bomb on the verge of having a heart attack. And now he's had the treatment. I rung his wife the other day and she said he's back out there on his tractor getting on with life. And I think that's terrific. And that's exactly the type of thing we're trying to achieve. I'm hoping now that we've got the runs on the board, we've got the numbers to say that we've been effective, that governments do support the program. I think it's a fantastic initiative for the entire country.